Hello, faithful listeners. Chewy here. I'm back with part three of three questions from Grand Prix Las Vegas from last year, and it's pretty intense. This episode will cover from round three until, I think, just before round six, I think. I talked to a lot of cool people, got some pros, got a Hall of Famer, other podcasters, people who now work for Wizards, stuff like that, some listeners. It's going to be great. You guys enjoy. So round three, right, round three.
Yeah.
Vegas just ended, and I'm sitting here with my opponent. Who are you, sir?
I'm Matt Jones, a writer with hipstersofthecoast.com.
See, he does that so well, so well. I had to get him to say that because I knew I'd screwed up. Like, hippies of the what?
Hippies of Toast.
Yes. Oh, dude.
.org.
This toast is the best.
Not for profit.
I'm 3-0 now. At a place. At
you just do this to brag?
No. I'm letting the listeners know. At a tournament I didn't really want to play at. Now I have to keep playing for at least like three more hours. God help me.
To be fair, I offered that for him to be able to scoop to me and get out of the tournament at any moment.
He did. He's very sweet. And his dice are my dice until the round's over, so now they're all his again.
Yeah, I should probably put these over here.
Yeah, because I was about to tell you, walk away with about half of them. So hipstersofthecoast.com, what do you guys do?
We're a Magic the Gathering-based website where we comment on mostly things that happen in the Brooklyn, New York City area, but we also travel to Grand Prix, and we have a sort of like humorous bent to our articles most of the time. None of us are actually terribly good at Magic.
Hey,
but it's usually pretty funny, and lots of pictures, and those are worth 1,000 words, so we come out way ahead in terms of word count at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's even going to be a picture of me, apparently. I'm sorry for everyone.
Yeah, he made a really nice face.
I did, yeah. I had gas, is what that face was. Yeah.
Seems like you're a guy that might have gas every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Yeah. Well, I am from the South.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
So, are you ready for three questions?
That wasn't one of them? Yeah.
No.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay, Patrick Chapin, are you ready for three more questions? I have to do that to him.
I thought there were rules.
There are no rules. No, this is a wild west of podcasting, is what
my
this
God.
Is. Yeah. Or in the desert, for God's sake. High five. Good. Yay.
Mid-interview, I have three questions.
He has three questions. First question.
Yes.
So Modern Masters is a reprint. How much of the Modern Masters did you play with, and it's their original printings?
Absolutely none, outside of just playing Modern. I had taken a break from Exodus until New Phyrexia, so I didn't play with any of these cards.
Oh, okay. So first-timer.
Yeah, and
nice.
For draft and limited, first-time with every single card.
Okay. And yet you won a round. And you had a buy.
No, I had two buys. I won nothing.
Oh.
But I tested a lot with these cards.
Oh, yeah.
Like, before this tournament.
Right.
I did a bunch of sealed pools.
Wait, is Modern Masters online? No, Modern Masters is not online.
No, it is online.
It is online.
I don't have any time, though.
Okay.
I'm an artist with a day job.
Wow.
I try to play as much Magic as I can, but it's sort of impossible a lot of the time.
So there's no Magic.
Oh, and I have a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She's not so into me motoing while we're hanging out.
So wait a minute. So you've got a day job.
Yep.
And a girlfriend.
And
so
an art career.
You're two steps up above most of the people
here.
Yeah,
it's true.
So you're good.
It's true. Just looking from this direction over, just looking there, probably 99% of the people I'm ahead of. No offense.
Yeah, no offense.
So you guys can't take offense to that.
Yeah.
I definitely said
this
no
probably
offense.
Won't get posted for like a month, so it's
yeah,
fine.
Good. moderate offense.
Oh, no, you were the 1%. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you were the 1%.
Yeah.
I mentally counted 100 people.
Did you see me? Like,
yeah, yeah.
No, you were in there. You were the one. You're the 1%. I don't feel better than.
All right, second question. What is the most evil card in Magic?
Anything... Oh, my God. Anything that says counter target spell in any form. Any flipping counter spell. I hate counter spells. Let me play the game of Magic. Just saying. So, like, right now, I don't know, Dissipate, Essence Scatter, any of that crap. Any of that crap you blue mage jerks are playing.
They're trying to let you play. They've been nerfing counter spells for years.
That's
now.
True, yeah.
I know.
It's
They're making it so
now.
Much better. I know. Could you imagine if I was playing when all of these cards are... Oh, my. I would have killed myself and many opponents.
Absolutely.
I would come back from the dead to kill all blue mages.
Imagine if your opponent counted everything you did every turn of the game, then eventually killed you with a bunch of 1-1 tokens.
Yeah, forget it. I don't even want to talk about this. I'm actually angry thinking about that.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Stuff. That's stuff.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Woo. I have a bleep. It's fun.
Oh, great.
Last question. We're in Vegas.
We are.
So what is your biggest magic gamble?
My biggest magic gamble? What is my biggest magic gamble?
Everyone's got one story. They must, because I keep hearing them. Apparently, this is a good question.
What did I spend a ton? Oh, you know what I did? I mean, it's kind of dorky and lame, but I really liked Reanimator back when it was not what it was very recently. And I'm OG Reanimator, I'm just saying. And
awesome.
I never pre-order cards, but I pre-ordered Angel of Serenity for like $5. And then they went up to like $1 million when I wanted, and I didn't even want to play the deck. And then I wanted to play the deck, and everybody's like, I need Angel of Serenity! And I just totally had it. But I bought a playset of German Birds of Paradise. Was it Renaissance? That was my biggest monetary gamble.
I think so.
Like, I never spend money on cards like that.
No.
It was like $50. It was exciting. Paradis Vogel is what it says.
Oh, I was about to ask.
In the OG art. Mark Poole, I don't know how to paint art. It's fantastic.
It is.
It's fantastic. I don't know. That's not a very exciting gamble. I'm sober, man. I don't gamble.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You know? I stay to the straight and narrow.
Yeah, I don't drink or gamble, so I'm in Vegas. So what do I do? Play Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right? They're like, hey, you going to go out tonight? I was like, go out and what? I need to go to sleep so I can be awake tomorrow to play Magic.
Yeah.
I lost. Badly. He played that stupid Valkyrie card again. Yes.
I have 3 mana. Oh, you're not going to kill me before I get to 1 million mana?
Valkyrie win. That's what happened.
To be fair, he scooped.
Yeah, I didn't let him attack me with a card I couldn't deal with. God, I hate all my friends.
You too?
Yeah.
I hate all your friends.
I mean, they're great, but they're bastards. You can say bastards, that's not a swear.
Yeah.
Because they're real things.
And you can say that he's a son of a bitch for asking, it's fine.
It's fact. Hey, Matt, somebody's recording you. Did you win? No.
Did you win?
Yeah, John, did you win?
None of us won.
Oh, all right.
Suck at that!
Yeah! Brooklyn!
Anyways, that was really fun.
All right, well, thank you very much, Matt. That's hipstersofthecoast.com. Everyone go check that out.
Correct. Not hippies of the toast.
Not hippies of the toast. That's a whole other site. I'm going to start
that's
that
That's a whole brain
home.
Site.
Good luck to you, man.
Yeah, man.
So I'm standing here after round 3 with who are you, sir?
Xander Peral, level 2 from San Diego.
You have time for 3 questions?
Sure.
Excellent. Your fro is epic, by the way.
Thank you.
That's why I stopped. That's why you're getting 3 questions. First question, how much of the Modern Master set did you play with in its original incarnation in the limited format?
Just the drafting and...
Yeah.
I started in Ravnica and drafted casually... Lorwyn block. Time Spiral was like, I was still way too casual playing Kitchen Table Magic.
Like it's a bad thing.
Well, like I realize now looking back, those decks were terrible. I had a ton of fun. Like there's a different mindset when you go playing Magic at a casual level versus playing a little bit more competitive.
Alright, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
Island. Unless you play blue spells, which
I like this guy.
Which is not fun.
So he's got an epic fro, he hates blue, and his name is Xander. You win.
Thank you.
Last question. We're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
I was on standby for 30 to judge this event if there were 3,100 people. So I was gambling in that. Like, come on, people. Pre-reg. Come on, pre-reg. Come on. I had Tim Shields' Twitter account on a second window. Anytime it updated, I had a little one in the corner that I would check it. I'm like, what's the numbers at now? What's the numbers at now? Getting super excited. Woohoo! Activation! Because as much as I would love to play in it, judging it is fun. You know, I get to hang out with a great group of people, and
I do love most of you judges.
And playing in a 40-man 100 event seems super intimidating.
It kind of is, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Right. Well, thank you very much, sir. Take it easy.
You too.
Round 4, GP Vegas is over. I'm standing here with William Jensen and Owen Turnwall. How y'all doing?
Excellent.
Very well.
Sweet,
thanks.
Sweet. 3 questions. You know the drill. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set, so how much of Modern Masters did you play with in its original limited format?
Probably like a third to me.
All of it.
What'd you miss?
I think I missed... I played just Mirrodin and a little Kamigawa, so I missed a lot of it.
I didn't play with it as it came out, but on Magic Online, when they do the old drafts, I always played a lot
of
them.
True, I do that too. But
a ton of Mirrodin, Time Spiral, and whatever the other set is.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, second question. What is the most evil card in Magic?
Evil?
Evil.
Undying Evil.
Fair enough.
Obviously.
Better be good.
Yeah, for this much build-up, there's going to be a hell of a payoff.
Evil Twin.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Very good. Almost worth the wait, but not really.
Not really, no. All right, last question. We're in Vegas. What has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
Magic-related gamble? Letting Owen stay at my house for 2 weeks.
That's very good.
Did that pay off?
Yes.
Okay, good. Grand
competitor. Showing up.
To this? That seems to be a popular answer, actually.
Yeah.
But we had one. Well, you guys, do you have three buys?
Did
you take down round four?
4-0, yeah.
That's good, that's good. All right, well, appreciate it, you two. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
So, I'm standing here with a group of people. Who are you, sir?
I am Josh Utterleighton.
I've heard of you, yeah. Who are you?
Trish. That's it.
No last name, like Cher. How about you?
Michael Stone.
Are you?
Corinna Grant.
Oh, so you're going to talk?
I guess so.
Okay. I have three questions. You guys good? Excellent. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. How much of it did you play with in its original limited formats?
With all of this cards that have been that are in the set? I mean, I've played with all of them.
In limited?
Yeah.
You've been playing forever, though. That's, it's really a fancy way that relates back to the topic at hand to say how long have you been playing.
Sure.
Yeah. What about you?
I haven't played with any of them.
Nice. With this?
Just started less than a year ago.
Sweet.
A year ago.
How about you?
I played with all of the sets.
All of the sets. Old school.
Not very many.
Like three, maybe? Three cards?
Maybe.
Okay. Second question. What's the most evil card in Magic? No. Nobody was playing a hot potato recorder.
Evil card in Magic?
Flylander.
That's pretty evil. It's the first one of those I've heard. That's nice.
Mindslaver is up there, I think.
Mindslaver's up there?
Yeah. Mindslaver's pretty good.
Infernal Spawn of Evil?
Oh, God. This interview is over.
Obviously.
Right. What you got?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think I've been playing long enough.
Just say Island, and I think people will agree.
Island or Supreme Verdict, probably, for you?
Yeah. Probably it would be Supreme Verdict for me, but that's because I've always played Agri-Nex.
The Bane of Green-White.
Or Doomblade. No.
All right. Last question. That's a good PA system. We're in Vegas. What has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
Magic-related? Showing up?
That's popular, actually.
So at the last Pro Tour, I was playing against Brad Nelson in Limited, and I had a board position involving, I had Blood Baron and several other creatures on my side, and he had a Volatile Rig that was about to die, and I had the option of letting it die and seeing if he kills all my creatures or not with the flip. Or I could cast a Profit Loss to save my Blood Baron through the flip, but then my board position is just way worse. So basically it was, I had a 50% shot of winning the game on the spot, or of like being in a slightly bad position, or I could lock up like a slightly favorable board position by casting the Profit. So I had those two options. I decided no gamble, no future. Let the trigger resolve. Won the flip. Won the game very easily.
I think you had that one locked and ready to go.
You could always tell the people who play too much Magic. Rich Hagen came up with an old school one with Desolation Angel with Kicker right immediately. It was beautiful.
Okay, so Grand Prix LA, what is it, 2009, I think? The one that Luis won with Teps. I was also playing a Teps deck, but I had already scooped to a friend around before, so I was playing dead. I was playing with Grape Shot, the Swath combo. So my all-in-red opponent goes Ritual, Empty the Warrens, pass. And I look at my hand and I have five rituals and a grape shot. Well, four rituals, the swath and the grape shot. Enough to deal him 18, but not 20. So I look at my hand and I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to die in a couple turns. So I just go off and I look at the grape shot. It's for 18. And I start to poke his tokens and I said, no. Everything at you. So he attacks me down to 2 life. I've got my swath in play and I've discarded my hand, so I said, well, it's a grape shot and a grape shot only. I just pulled the top card. Grape shot.
Hey!
I could have day 2'd if I actually kept the draw, is the sickest part, but it was Lewis's one to win anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. So you got anything?
No. We'll fill one in for you. She played a lot of creatures against the blue white deck. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. You guys, anybody still playing?
Everyone except Corinna.
Everyone is way there. Just
stop fun.
One loss and drop. Just balls to the wall. All right. Well, good luck to all of you. And thank you very much.
You gotta go first. I got position.
So, I was walking by and I saw a very tall man who said, "Chewy," and it made me happy. Who are you, sir?
Marshall Sutcliffe.
I just wanted to hear you say it. So much better. And who are you, sir?
My name's Chris Danick.
Chris Danick. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember your name already. You guys have time for three questions?
We do.
Sure.
Excellent. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set, so how much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
Zero. There's one set represented in Modern Masters that I drafted or played with, and it's whatever Kitchen Finks is in. Shadowmoor. Because that's when I started drafting seriously or playing it all again after having not played for many years. So almost all these cards are the first time that I've resolved them myself. Though I have played with quite a few throughout cubes and like maybe having done like one draft of Time Spiral Block or something, but my familiarity with them is fairly low.
Yeah, my answer is the same, but it's a little bit more interesting. I failed to pay Slaughter Pack and got my first match loss for that. So zero cards I have played with before in paper. So drafted a lot this week. It's fun. But
all right. Second question: what is the most evil card in Magic?
The most evil card in Magic?
In this set?
Magic.
Word of Command.
That's a good one.
It makes you do things you don't want to do. And it looks scary, too.
It's actually, my co-host Mike uses that as his avatar on forums and whatnot.
He's also the scariest man in Magic.
He's right up there, yeah.
I'm thinking hard here, but best I can come up with is Island.
Is what?
Island.
I mean, it kind of encompasses everything, right? Yeah.
Third question, we're in Vegas. So what has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
I don't gamble on Magic the Gathering.
No, not money.
Okay.
Your biggest gamble.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I have to, like, come up with a list. Okay, how about I took Stinkweed Imp second with no Worm Harvest and ended up with four of them. Moved in.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
So my biggest gamble, this is a hypothetical situation that has not ever happened, but were I to have played a card face down, tapped it and played another card face down and made a 15-1 bet that the other guy couldn't name exactly those cards, in this hypothetical situation, he named Island and Aether Spellbomb and hypothetically got it exactly right.
Oh, no.
I paid him a hypothetical $15. It was pretty good. It's we had a long chat about it.
It's a good thing that's never happened, though.
Right, of course. Yeah. This is just made up. Playtime.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. You in the booth?
I'm in the booth. In fact, I got to go back in there right now.
All right. Well, thank you much, man. Thank you very much, sir. It's good to meet
absolutely.
You. All right, I'm standing here with a listener. Who are you, sir?
Paul.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
That's awesome. And you said you listen to Monday Night Magic.
I do. Love it.
Well, I apologize. I'll try to do better. you have time for three questions.
I sure do.
Excellent. First question. How much of Modern Masters did you play with in its original limited environment?
Zero. I've been playing since Dark Ascension. So, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, like I've done some cubing, you know, stuff like that. So I understand like what some of the cards are, but never really got to play with them together in a format. So it's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Second question: what's the most evil card in Magic?
Karn Liberated.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Probably gonna go with that one. Yeah, that guy's just that guy's no fun to play against.
Not at all. No. I've heard him described as the Death Star.
Yeah.
All right, last question. We're in Vegas. What has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
Biggest Magic? Let me see. Yesterday at the Mini Masters, I didn't like my pack, and so I wound up playing like 17 lands because I wanted to play I was playing a retrace deck, basically. And I was like, I felt like that was the only way I was going to be able to win with the back I had. As you can guess, I got flooded. but yeah, other than that,
It's one that didn't pay off.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Well, thanks for listening, man.
Hey, thank you.
Still playing?
I am.
Oh, well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I just finished up Three Questions with a Listener, and Miss Jackie Lee stood next to me and looked at me. So I'm guessing she wanted to say hi. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Just been waiting. Just been waiting to say hi.
Just all day?
That's it. Oh. No, just now.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Not too long, like 8 minutes.
Oh. Well, hi.
Hi.
I guess we're done now.
All right.
Okay, bye.
It's been a pleasure.
Don't lie. All right, you ready for three questions?
All right.
All right.
You said two questions.
No, I didn't.
Wow. No, this is going to be...
I said don't lie.
Sorry.
Let's see here. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set.
That's not a question, but okay.
How much of it did you play with in its original limited environment?
Jeez, no comma splice.
Well, there's not enough arcane in my
game. All right, so. So I played with all of the sets when they were out.
Quite a bit, actually.
Like, Time Spiral and Mirrodin. Mirrodin is when I started playing competitively, so we got that one covered. Time Spiral and Kamigawa Block. Actually, those were two of my favorite limited formats before Ravnica, so it's pretty good.
Sweet.
You're both before Ravnica, right? Time Spiral didn't come after, did it?
I can't remember.
I think it may have, actually.
I think it did, yeah.
Yeah. But in any case, I enjoyed them all a lot.
Sweet. All right, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
Most evil card in Magic?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Lich. Lich is, like, super evil.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, bad. I mean evil.
Yeah.
I mean, evil. Laser beams attached to their heads. Okay, last question. We're in Vegas. What has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
My biggest Magic-related gamble? I don't know. I got here on last night really late, so I haven't had a chance to do a ton of gambling.
What?
And
I mean, in Magic, something that was a gamble.
Oh, a gambit kind of gamble?
A gambit's an opening move.
Yes. But I mean, like...
Something that had high risk but potentially high payout.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I think that, to be quite honest, it was choosing to get one of my off-color lands with a search ability rather than a second forest for my Imperiosaur, because I figured that green was one of my main colors, so I was very likely to draw one within the next few turns. But what ended up happening was neither did I do that, nor did I draw enough lands to really get there with the rest of the cards.
That's
probably it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just meant in general?
Oh, just in general, yeah.
Oh.
All of you people who play Magic competitively have all kinds of stories.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, you're right. I have way more stories than that.
Oh.
That's like a really lame story.
Oh, you want to come up with a better one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was this one game. It was my first GP ever. It was GP Boston in that extended format a long time ago. During the year of Mirrodin.
Yep.
So my opponent was... I had never played Extended before, but I just kind of picked up a Goblin deck, and I was doing better than any of my friends. And my friends were, like, the YMG people, so it's not like they were just, you know, random people. But, so I played against this guy who was playing... What was that enchantment, the green enchantment? Alorin. Yeah, he was playing Alorin, so he started going off. And, like, part of the reason that I did so well during this tournament is because I read all of the... I just read the cards, you know? Like, RTFC, you just...
That's true.
And that's all you need to do. So he started going off, et cetera, et cetera, pinging himself with Cavern Harpy to draw more cards.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, if I can get him to one, I can play my Goblin Matron, go get a Mog Fanatic, and shoot him. And then I can win, even though he's going off. And so he goes to one, and I'm like, well, this is great. So, he, like, bounces this guy, one more time or something like that, and then I go, yeah, I'm going to play my Goblin Matron. And he says, you can use this ability? And I'm like, yeah, read your cards. So I go and get a Mog Fanatic, and I shoot him with it. And then he responds. He can actually dig a couple cards deeper, and that's the point. And then he actually does find his gain life creature, so I ended up losing that game, but it showed me that I need to wait until the last possible moment. So, like, not only did he manage to just, like, draw this within the next two cards of his library, so it was quite the gamble on his part, and he made out, but it did teach me a lot about waiting until the opponent really can't do anything, and then going for it.
So you got long-term gains out of it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you very much, Jackie. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm standing here with, who are you, sir?
Neil Eichard.
And you are an MTGcast listener.
I am.
I apologize. I'll try to do better. Did you know Chris Otwell's here?
Yes,
like
I did.
The boss. Did you meet him already?
I have not met Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
I'll point him out to you.
Yeah, I've also been looking for clues, and I haven't found him yet either.
Apparently, he's judging the green section.
Cool.
So he's here somewhere. And Schofield is here. He's in the red section.
Okay.
But anyway, the listeners don't care. They're like, who? What? Where are you from?
Lakewood, Colorado.
Oh, okay. You have time for three questions?
Yes, I do.
Sweet. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. How much of it did you play with in its original limited environment?
None.
You knew it this?
No, actually, I started playing in 94, and I dropped out during Combo Winter because, quite frankly, I got tired of playing against High Tide and then Jar, and I'm like, this, I'm done.
Second question. What is the most evil card in Magic?
Most evil card in Magic is probably Cryptic Command.
That's pretty evil.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. We're in Vegas. What has been your biggest Magic-related gamble ever?
Biggest Magic-related gamble ever? Probably not walking away with the pool that I opened.
Ooh, that bad? Was it good?
Oh, it was very good.
Oh.
Vidalkin Shackles, Chalice of the Void, Sword of Fire and Ice, Una.
Wow, you're...
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I should have kept it because the pool I got past sucks.
Oh.
Best card in that was Kiki Jiki. And the best card I could copy with Kiki Jiki, Mob War Marshal.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah! That's about all I got. So.
Well, it sounds like round five is starting, so we should get to the table.
We should. I'm in the Redux.
Oh, well, I should get to my table then. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, so that would be five. GP
yes.
Vegas just ended. The wheels continue to fall off, but the listeners don't care. I'm here to ask people three questions, and I have two people, I guess we'll call you. Who are you, sir?
Uriah Oxford with CMDR Dex.
Aren't you the guy? Like, you're the CMDR Dex guy?
I am, and I was also on episode 214 of The Mana Pool. Look it up. Probably the best episode.
It's right up there. I'm not going to lie. And who are you, sir?
My name's John. I was on an episode of Monday Night Magic.
Really?
But I don't know what episode number it was.
Well, I don't know what episode number I'm supposed to record tomorrow, so yeah, whatever. That's fine. So you guys ready for three questions?
Yes.
No,
excellent.
For sure.
Nobody's ever ready, so don't feel bad. Oh, there goes David Ochoa. He's a tall man.
Very.
First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set, so how much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
None.
All.
So,
I started during Innistrad. Well, I took a break after, like, Urza's block, and then started during Innistrad, so I skipped all of it.
Okay, I gotcha.
I haven't had any breaks since Judgment. So...
It's right about when I started Onslaught.
Yeah.
This is my first new set. So, I haven't had any breaks either.
And these are the first packs I've ever ripped in Modern Masters, so... I guess that's all right.
Second question, what's the most evil card in Magic?
I think there's a sock answer, but I'm not a big enough of a listener that I don't know this. So I'm going to go with a safe answer and say Squire.
Squire's evil?
It is.
Oh, why Squire evil?
Because I don't think it's going to offend anyone.
He's such a nice guy. I'll have to cut all of this and edit in some horrible answers. How about you, John?
The only card I can think of is Demonic Consultation.
That's evil in multiple ways,
yes.
So that works. What's the stock answer that you didn't want to give?
I don't know. I mean, if I think about the most evil card, it's something I don't want to see sitting across from me on a commander table. So it's probably Soren Markov. I wish they would ban it, but I don't apparently have enough juice with Sheldon to go ahead and get that done. So, yeah, I'd probably say Soren.
And he's a scary man, so it's not like you could force him to. No?
No, not at all.
All right. Last question. We're in Vegas. So what's been your biggest ever Magic-related gamble?
Wesco check?
I've heard that, but that has nothing to do with you.
No, I'm just making sure. I'm doing a Wesco check, just in case I say something right now and we need to... I mean, maybe making bad plays and gambling on, you know, plays I shouldn't be. As far as, like, side bets or money, it's nothing really, but... Yeah, just making bad plays, gambling on bad plays that don't really work out.
So you're... On your gambles, you're basically behind, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, I'm a loser in that category.
How about you, John?
I think I've pack-warred... I remember I bought a bunch of packs of Future Sight. Like, I bought, like, 18 packs of Future Sight and cracked all of them. Ended up opening a Tarmogoyf, but, I mean, it was a pretty big gamble to open all of those before I knew that opening packs was not a good idea.
Yeah. But you won the lottery.
Yeah, I did.
Did you get enough out of the Goyf to make it?
Yeah, I actually, it's kind of funny because there was a younger kid that really wanted it, and this was back when Jace was $60 and Bob was $40. So I was like, these are the exact two cards I want. If you want the Goyf, then get me those two cards. And he got me like some pretty good Jace and a pretty good Bob. And then like 2 months later, Jace went to $150 and Bob was like $60. So I was pretty happy with that.
Seems good. Well, are any of you playing?
I just dropped.
You just dropped?
I'm still in.
You're still in? What's your record?
3-1-1.
Nice.
All right. I stopped at 3-2 because my deck is not consistent enough to warrant playing 5 more rounds.
Yeah. If I get one more loss or if I get really bored, I'm going to drop 2, so it'll be fun. So, CMDR decks?
CMDR decks everywhere, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, email, Psychic Hotline, you name it, we've got it.
Yeah, and you're on YouTube, you're on Gathering Magic, you're on
yes.
MTG Cast.
Yes.
You didn't send me the last one, by the way.
My bad. You'll get that Monday.
Sweet. And you?
Jobot DMB on Twitter.
He's Jobot DMB. He is, too. He tweets at me every once in a while. So I know this for a fact. He is not lying. Well, thank you very much, you guys. Good luck, your eye. Keep
thank
it going.
Yeah,
for the casual
you.
Players everywhere.
Yeah.
And you? Nothing.
Sorry.
All right, thanks, guys. Okay, I'm standing here with, who are you, sir?
Kevin Henry.
And you, I recognize that name. We have had some sort of contact, I think. Maybe not? No? Am I making this up? I'm making this up.
I don't know. I might have, but I can't recall it right now.
Oh, that's good. See, I want to know you so bad I'm inventing things. That's what it is.
Because I'm a redhead, too.
It is. Yeah, that's the main thing. And you got the Izzet shirt, but I won't hold that against you. So you're an MTG Cast listener?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try to do better. I'm sorry.
You're doing good.
Do you have time for 3 questions?
Yes.
Sweet. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. How much of Modern Masters did you play with in its original limited environment back in the day?
Not much, actually, because I started playing when Shards of Alara came, or the Alara Reborn came out.
Oh, okay.
And so the first draft I did was M10, and I don't think there's any M10 reprints.
Yeah, probably not.
But I do remember playing with some of the, Alara block cards.
Sweet. All right, second question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
The most evil card?
Yep.
I have no idea. Well, probably, any of the kill spells, because killing people is evil.
Fair enough.
So we'll say murder, because it's unconditional. You're dead.
I like it. All right, last question. We're in Vegas. What has been your biggest Magic-related gamble?
Probably the tournament itself.
Actually, a very popular answer, it turns out.
I mean, I did win a free pack in the Mini Masters.
Sweet.
So, I'm up there. So, out of the 7 guaranteed packs, I got 8.
I didn't even get the 1, so I opted for food instead of Mini Masters.
Yeah, that might have been smart.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. But I have a sweet. All right, well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Well, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm standing here with 2 people. Who are you?
I'm Heather.
Who's Heather?
I'm Heather Dawn.
There you go. Keep going.
Heather Dawn Lafferty.
And why do people know you? There, thank you. That's all I was trying to get.
So I'm bad at this.
You really are. Yeah. Like me at Magic. And who are you, sir?
I am the executive producer, John Douglas, from mtgbridge.com.
It's a lofty title.
I am very good at this, as it turns out.
Well, I use the term slave labor for me. Maybe I should come up with something better.
It's probably not going to fly.
Well, who else is around here? There are more people.
This guy right here is just bringing sexy back, so.
Well, who are you?
I'm Jack Grannon.
Do I know that name?
No.
I'm you guys are terrible.
Co-podcaster, ex-podcaster of MTG Bridge from MTGBridge.com.
No word. Well, get over here. Get in on this. I'm asking 3 questions. Come here.
All right. And this guy died today. He came back to life.
He died. Yeah, interview him.
Who are you?
That's an interview for people.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk to me. Okay, he's shy.
He's shy.
It's tough. Zombies do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so three questions. First question. Modern Masters is a reprint set. How much of it did you play with in its original limited format?
Just about none of it.
No?
No, yeah.
New with this?
No, not new. Just didn't play during most of the Alara stuffs.
No. Okay.
No.
How about you?
All of it.
All of it?
Every single card. I love it.
I've noticed every time I have multiple people, they either say the same answer, or one says all and one says none. It's a weird thing. How about you?
I'm going to go with 20% of it. And I ran the numbers because most of the...
You did not run the numbers.
I did. I ran the numbers.
You ran the numbers.
Like a lot of Modern Masters is from Lorwyn. I didn't play during Lorwyn, but I played pretty much every other set. So I played about, 80%. Maybe.
I just want to point out that every deck this guy has ever built has had a Revelark in it. So bullshit. You've never played with Lorwyn cards.
Yeah, well, whatever. Strike that from the record.
In limited, though. In limited.
Let the record show.
No.
Let the record show. He has played far more than 20% of the format.
Fine.
All right. Next question. What's the most evil card in Magic?
That is definitely any card that destroys my angel.
I got into Darker Valkyrie in my pool. I thought of you.
I'm going to go with Invisible Stalker.
Good answer.
And he just sounds like a bad guy.
Does sound like a bad guy.
He does. I'm going to go with Sulfuric Vortex. Never beaten that card in my life.
Not never?
No, never have, never will.
It's impossible for him.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Third question. We're in Vegas. What has been your biggest Magic gamble ever? Not like money. Like some sort of gamble. Something that had a high risk, high payoff.
I don't gamble.
She played against me earlier today with her vintage deck against my sealed deck. And lost. That was a pretty big gamble.
I lost with my tricked out vintage deck against his open steel pool. That's horrible.
She put all of her pride on the line and lost it all in one match.
I mean, that's a story in Vegas, though, right?
It's true, yeah. It's a hell of a gamble.
Yeah.
I still love you, though.
Thank you. I need somebody, too.
My biggest gamble, probably keeping a no-lander on the play in the top eight of a tournament. And just... You know what? Seven cards go. Probably my biggest gamble. Paid off, but Infinity was a hell of a day.
This biggest gamble here or biggest gamble in Magic and my magical career?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
I have to...
Does this involve Sulfuric Vortex?
Yeah, back in, fifth grade, I kept, a six-land scaled worm hand against my older brother. And it paid off, but it was very risky.
Scale Worm will get you there.
Yeah, I mean, it was the best card in my deck. How am I going to mulligan that?
I had a Scale Worm best card in the deck back in the day. Yeah, that was good.
I know.
7-6
legitimately.
For 76 mana? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Get there. Sweet. So, you guys still doing your podcast, or is that sort of...
Intermittently.
Intermittently, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a little bit of lollygaggers.
You could say lollygagger.
They've got a little bit of magic.
Somebody needs an executive produce a team with the correct time to podcast.
Sean called you out.
How about you, Heather, honey? Anything you want to pimp while you're here?
No, of course, legit MTG. Hello.
Surprise.
Go buy singles.
The first time you've mentioned that, honestly.
Well, I'm bad at this.
Clearly.
Yeah. Medina pays me for my excellent skills.
I won't tell Medina.
I'll tell Medina.
He'll tell Medina.
What a tattletale.
You're getting fired.
I bumped into Planeswalker Solemn guys earlier.
Oh, you did? My crew?
Yeah. Ask them three.
They won't tattletale.
They will.
They will, absolutely. They already did.
All right, well, thank you guys very much. Enjoy the rest of the Vegas the way you live here. But enjoy the rest of the time here. Do you guys live here?
No, we live in Cincinnati. So
I might have this weekend.
Okay, so you guys enjoy it. You just deal with it.
Yeah, you just deal with it. You're not allowed.
Thanks, guys.
Yep,
no problem.
So there you have it, listeners. The first 5 or 6 rounds of Grand Prix Las Vegas. 3 questions over and done with. Only a gazillion more interviews to go. I've got lots more pros, judges, wizards people, listeners, podcasters, all kinds of stuff coming up in the next however many episodes this ends up being. So I hope you guys are enjoying. Thank you all so much for listening, and go play some Magic.